Gold 92.5 News.
Good morning, I'm Rob McLeod. The bushfire warning status for the Gold Coast hinterland this hour is now at advice level, which means residents need to be alert and keep listening for updates. Seribah and Binnaburra are the two fires that are causing the most concern. Owners of Binnaburra Lodge will have to wait and see the full extent of the damage to the iconic spot in the hinterland with bushfires still burning. So far, they've only seen aerial photos, but believe around a third of their new sky lodges have been damaged, while the heritage-listed cottages have been completely destroyed. Chairman Stephen Oakes telling the ABC it is a sad day for them.
Lots of people in the Gold Coast area or in Queensland, Australia, around the world have and their families have enjoyed this special part of the Lamington National Park, and so it hurts, and it hurts many people of different generations. We all feel the pain.
The ongoing bushfire disaster across southeast Queensland has been labelled an historic event. The Queensland Fire Service confirming fire danger ratings have never been so severe this early in spring, going back 130 years in recorded history. Inspector Andrew Sturgis says, unfortunately, it might be a sign of things to come.
There is little chance of any rain, not in the next several days, unlikely in the next several weeks, and even into the months ahead. Right up towards Christmas, the likelihood of seeing average rainfall is low, and we need well above average rainfall to turn this trend around.
Police are conducting a murder investigation following the death of a 27-year-old woman at Highland Park overnight. Emergency crews were called to Renfrew Drive around 8:30, where they found a woman with a gunshot wound. Paramedics rushing her to Gold Coast University Hospital, where she passed away a short time later. Police are calling for anyone who witnessed anything suspicious in the area or who have relevant dashcam or CCTV footage to come forward. More tragic news from the hinterland, where the woman hit by a rogue trampoline while driving, passing away in the Gold Coast University Hospital. Police say parts of the trampoline, being carted by a ute along Mewindoolin Connection Road, came loose and struck the 63-year-old's vehicle, leaving her with a significant head injury more than 2 weeks ago. She passed away from her injuries on Saturday evening. Pat Cummins has torn through the top order while Josh Hazlewood and Marnus Labuschagne helped clean up the tail as Australia won the fourth test against England to retain the Ashes. England dragged the test into the final session but ultimately fell 185 runs short. And for more news on demand, download the app via your smart speaker or at our website.